RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. For more on our 212 offers, visit your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
To Des Cahill now, and news of a young Cavan woman stealing the headlines this morning, Des.
Yes, she certainly is, Mary. Leona Maguire, on a weekend that has a lot of good news because we have Irish supporters going back to test events. The Euro's getting underway. But as you say, Leona Maguire, putting us all in good humour here in the sports department, she's the first round leader at the LPGA Medihill Championship in California. It was a magnificent round. She had 9 birdies and finished 7 under par 65. And she played alongside multiple tour winners and major champions Si-Young Kim and Lydia Ko. She bettered them, and playing with Lydia didn't intimidate her.
Yeah, I mean, we're both at Lake Nona now, so we'll play with her from time to time. We're there practicing every day, so we've known each other a long time. So, yeah, it was nice. Obviously, both of them have had great success around this golf course, so hopefully that's rubbing off a little bit on me.
Obviously, looking ahead, few months time, Solheim Cup is looming. Have you given that much thought?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. I've played 2 junior Solheims, had a great time. I love match play, and it's one of those things that the better I play, the better chance I have. So just kind of have to keep doing what I'm doing and see what Beanie thinks to come after British Open.
Yeah, great start for Leona. I sense a little American twang coming into the Cavan accent there as well. Well done to her. Seamus Power shot a 1-under-70 on the opening round of the Palmetto Championship, the last event before the US Open. Paul de Carrington is 2-over. Wes Roach leads on 7-under-par. Now, back to that story, fans attending matches in the Republic again with a few significant test events today. In rugby, Leinster can have 1,200 supporters for their final game of the season at home to the Dragons at the RDS. Munster, meanwhile, travel to Zebre. In the League of Ireland, the Premier Division champions Shamrock Rovers will have 1,000 fans at their home game against Finn Harps. The other games there see Dundalk host Waterford and Bohemians travel to Derry City. In the First Division, Cork City are allowed 600 supporters into Turner's Cross for their game with Cabinteely. The league leaders Shelburne, meanwhile, are away to Bray Wanderers. And as the Euros kick off with Italy hosting Turkey in Rome, that game is live on RTE television this evening, all 11 host cities will have fans in the stadia. Capacities will range from 22% of full capacity to 50%. That could increase, of course, as the COVID situation evolves. Now, we'll have extensive coverage of the tournament on RTE over the next month. Sadly, the Republic of Ireland missed out on qualification through a penalty shootout. It would have been great if we were part of it, but we can only look on enviously now at the likes of Wales, England and Scotland, who are competing. The Scots opened their campaign against the Czech Republic, a game being relished by their coach Steve Clark.
Well, this is why we qualified. You want to be in these tournaments, you want to be under scrutiny, you want to be questioned, you want to be put under pressure. I've never been to a major tournament, so it's the first time for me. I'm sure somewhere along the way I'll make a few mistakes, but we'll learn from them, hopefully very quickly, and we'll try and get the points that's required to get out the group stages, and if we can do that, it'll be a good tournament for us.
How far away do you think you are from being ready for that Czech Republic game as you sit here now?
I'm sure the lads would wish it was tomorrow. I mean, once you're in the tournament, you just want the tournament to start, but we have a process to get there. But yeah, the sooner it comes, the better. I think everyone wants. It's been a long wait since November. We just want to get it started.
In terms of the first game, because of the nature of the setup of the tournament, how key will this be, setting the tone for Scotland? Potentially, a win could set you on your way in terms of qualifying out the group.
I think obviously a win would be massive in the first game. Anybody I've ever spoken to who's been at a tournament or worked in a tournament is always quite strong on the fact that you shouldn't lose the first game, which is, I think, if you look historically at a lot of World Cup games and Championship games, a lot of the opening matches are draws because both teams realise the value maybe of getting something out of that first game. So it might be cagey, I don't know. It might open up really quickly. But we'll certainly be playing for the 3 points. I'm sure the Czech Republic will be. And normally, in recent tournaments, 3 points can almost guarantee place in the last 16, so that would be a great start.
Yeah, Steve Clark. Now, the Irish women's hockey team continued their chase of qualification for the World Cup. They play England in the European Championships in Amsterdam this morning, and the game will be carried live on the RT Player and News Now channel. It's men's semi-final day at the French Open tennis. We have that eagerly awaited clash of Rafa Nadal and Novak Djokovic, and Stefanos Tsitsipas of Greece plays Alexander Zverev. The women's single final tomorrow will be between two players who have never before reached the final of a Grand Slam event. Barbora Krejcikova of the Czech Republic will play Russia's Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova. In Gaelic football, it's a hectic weekend of fixtures. Virtually every game will decide a title, promotion or relegation. Sadly though, because we're just 2 weeks away from the championship starting, not every division will have a final, because teams playing in the championship are entitled to a free weekend in advance. But it's still an enticing prospect for Tomás.
It is, Des. Traditionally, it's a huge, huge weekend. I suppose the fact that there are semi-finals this weekend in each division for finals that may or may not take place, that just sounds bad for me. It sounds terrible. What is normally a very, very huge achievement for all these teams to win, especially in the lower divisions. It's their highlight of the year, sometimes the decade, actually. And with respect to all matches, there's the story of the weekend, Des, will be in the promotion, the relegation battles. And they're huge for teams to come up. And obviously, teams don't want to go down. And I suppose on that note, the decision that there are games not in neutral venues, it has to be questioned as well. I don't think it's fair. I don't want to be negative, but man, like, it's tough on teams. But on the positive side is you're going to have matches that teams will go hammer and tongs for. They have to. In Division 1, you have Armagh versus Roscommon, Galway versus Monaghan. Losers relegated to Division 2. There'll be a championship feel to this. I'll go for Armagh and hesitantly Galway. You go to Division 2 for promotion. Clare and Mayo go head-to-head, meet in Kildare. They're all trying to get into Division 1. I'd love to see Clare up. I really would. But Mayo is going to be a big ask. They're going okay. I do think Meath didn't do themselves just last year. I think they're going along nicely, as are Kildare. But I'm going to go for Meath and Mayo there. In Division 2, we've got a relegation battle. Cork, who've just come up, and Westmeath. And you have Down versus Leash. This is a big one, Des. Westmeath could surprise us all, but I'm going to go for Down and Cork. I don't think Leash's confidence is good at the moment, so I'm going to go for Down and Cork there. In Division 3, all important to get up for next year's championship. This is massive for the four teams involved. You've Offaly versus Fermanagh, you've Derry versus Limerick. Offaly and Derry have been brilliant, 100% record. Will Offaly be ready for Fermanagh's defensive kind of a game? Are they cute enough to get through there? It'd be huge for them to get up to Division 2. Limerick, I've admired them, but I'm going to go for Derry and Offaly. I think Shane McGuigan, Conor Glass, McGinnis at centre-back, excellent for Derry. So there's an awful amount of other games. Cavan go head-to-head with Wicklow, Tipperary versus Longford. If Cavan and Tip lose, there's, as provincial champions, they could be down to Division 4. I'm not sure that'll happen. I think Cavan will win. And Tipperary will have a tough battle there. You have Kerry versus Tyrone in Division 1. You have Dublin versus Donegal. I hope for all our benefits that they go full on. I think they should. I think they don't have enough time between league and championship not to. And for all the negatives that I mentioned, Des, at the start of the bulletin, we have another feast of football. You know, this might be as good as it gets for some of the teams this weekend for the rest of the year. So enjoy it.
All right, we will enjoy it. Thanks to Moss. Extensive coverage on Saturday Sport tomorrow and Sunday Sport. Finally, on in racing, Jessica Harrington's 6-1 shot Real Appeal won the Ballycora Stakes at Leopardstown under Shane Foley. And we have two meetings this afternoon at Clonmel and Ferry House.